Page Reish Samachay. Okay, we're gonna skip a few pages, go to Reish Samachay and start something new. Parsha Tzitzis. And as you know, that's the third parsha of Kriya Shema. We say Shema, which is Vahafta, and Vayam Shemaya, and then we go to Tzitzis, and he has some interesting insights into the significance of Tzitzis. Very funny that one mitzvah should have its place together with Kriya Shema every morning and every evening as we do it. And Punkt Tzitzis, this is the one mitzvah which no one's obligated to do. It's a mitzvah which is really, if you're wearing Arba Kafis, you put on Tzitzis. So in Mahada, to always wear Tzitzis. But Punkt that mitzvah is together with Kabbalah and mitzvahs. Let's see how he explains it. Amiris Parshas Tzitzis Himidairais Lakama Paiskim. Saying the parasha of Tzitzis every morning is daraisa according to the Rambam. It's not really, it's some place can hold the Rambam Shita, said it's a mitzvah to say the parasha of Tzitzis. This is Shita's Raif Paiskim, any element of the Rabbanan. According to most Paiskim, it's only a Rabbanan. Although I should say that in the parasha of Tzitzis, there's definitely a kiyum of a daraisa. When we say the man, so that is a kiyum of the daraisa of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. You could be mekayim that with Emes ben Mitzrayim Galtanu, which is in Ezras. It's something which you have to have in mind. Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. When you come to it, you're supposed to have in mind that you mekayim with it the particular mitzvah. But he's only here about mentioning the tzitzis themselves. He says, "Mimnei ma'kavua b'kriya shema." I'm Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva. He's quoting the Gemara. "Mimnei shiyesh b'chamisha devarim." It has five major topics that are mentioned in this small parasha: mitzvah tzitzis, of course, and zechira sitzias mitzrayim, which we just mentioned, and oil mitzvahs. To accept upon ourselves the yoke of mitzvahs in general, the ksiv is chartem is kol mitzvahs Hashem, v'das minim, l'vnei l'srachik mehem, and the idea of distancing oneself from apikorsim.
Where did he learn that from?
Ah, the ksiv v'lo yisasurach relevavchem. It's interesting.
Yeah, but that means seeing it.
Lo yisasuru zuminus. It says that minus is meishach es halev. The philosophical arguments of apikorsis, meishach es halev, it's an attractive thing to an intellectual person. So that's the surah of avchem. Hirur avera, thing about avera is the ksiv lo yisasuru achrei einechem, that means in yonim of znus. V'hirur avedizara, the ksiv lo yisasuru asher atem zayinim achreihem, which is a reference to the yalihim acherim. So again, one out of five, we have tzitzis zeches yes mitzrayim, oil mitzvahs, that's three, and then being pirish from minus, hiravera, avayzah, it's more than five, again. Tzitzis, yes mitzrayim, oil mitzvahs, das minim, hiravera, hir avayzahra, it sounds like six. What's this got to do with mitzvah tzitzis? Hine, what does the word tzitzis mean? Hine bepirish tevas tzitzis. It's interesting that he spells tzitzis with two yuds. In the Torah, it's spelled tzadik yud, tzadik saf, only with one yud. So that's tzitzis, actually. But anyway, the meaning of the word tzitzis, yesh oimrim, shul kamai vikecheli mitzitzis raishi. The Cheskel says that the angel grabbed him by the bangs of his hair, by the trailing hair. I don't know if it's Payas. It doesn't sound like Payas, Rashi. It sounds like he had. Vahenu susule tatale seyar. Seems he had long hair, and you're able to grab him by his hair. Shekvutzes hapsilim tluya dugmas tatale seyar Rashi. The strings are like bangs a person has hanging here. So since this one pshat is something similar to hanging here, yesh mefarshim. A second shot, Meloshin Meitzitz Min Acharakim. Hashem looks from the cracks. Hashem Hachiyav L'Roisam B'Cholais T'Ksivu Reisam Aisai. For a person to look at them all the time. V'Cheinira Tashit HaMetzah Shebibit Dekuna B'Shem Tzitz. And also was the Tashit worn on the forehead is called the Tzitz. Hashem Shaymi B'Makim Rias B'Nei Adam. So V'Yas Tupshatim. Either Tzitzis is a Lashon of strands of hair, or a lashon of tzitz is something to be viewed, something that should be seen, and tzitz is supposed to see them, they remind you. I grew up, I had Italian neighbors across the driveway. There were four or five generation Italians in Borough Park, not there anymore. But he asked me what the strings mean, the hanging tzitz is what they mean. So I said, they remind us of the mitzvahs. He said, oh, like rosary beads. I said, yeah, like, I don't know what rosary beads are, but something that rosary beads, it's apparently the priest wears them or something. It reminds him of the mitzvahs. Probably only three beads, seven beads, seven mitzvahs, no? Anyway, rosary beads, said, yeah, okay, like rosary beads. Anyway, so you're supposed to look at them. So that is, those are the two pshatim. Now it's interesting, those two are rishayim. Then he brings Mara and Rabbeinu Shem Shofar Hirsch, who was many hundreds of years later, Pirish, Shekol Dava Hayotzei Upareach Chutz Migizai, any that grows out of its normal place of growth, the Ikrai, Yechuna B'Shem Tzitz, it's called Tzitz Kamai, Tzitz Hasada, the wild growth of the field.
I don't think there's a white rabbi Kara,
it says, B'Yotzei Tzitz,
they
Yishkidim. B'Yotzei Tzitz, okay. You're right. Shehakavana inya pricho tzmicha, something that blossoms and grows. K'maiken apsilim, so too the tzitzis, kilu yaitzim v'tzaymchin mehabeged v'hem ha'arka v'harachba. Extension, he writes in parentheses. Alik rabeged. See, the Rosh Hashanah verse translates tzitz to be an extension, which I think is probably fitting into the first pshat, that the hair, the growth of hair, is like an extension of the hair. So the word tzitz is related to the idea of an extension of a beged. Now what he's going to do is explain the concept behind clothing in general, and then he's going to come back to say what it means an extension of a beged, and with that he'll explain it. So here, Levari, now we have to talk about clothing in general. It's interesting. Somebody points out clothing, the word beged refers to clothing, and the word lavush refers to clothing. It's interesting, Chazal say that the word emes, hayesh la raglayim, is salik, because aleph mem saf are on the ends of the aleph base and in the middle. A sheker ain't like raglayim, because the letters shinkof reish are bunched together, so they're really phony. They have no place to stand. It's fascinating that the word beged matches the word sheker exactly. Sheker is next to the tav, the three letters next to each other. Beged is next to the aleph, beis gimel dalet, the three letters next to each other. So beged is like sheker, and levush matches emes. The beis is next to the aleph, the lamed is next to the mem, and the shin is next to the tav. They're spread out, almost as word as the word emes. Levush is clothing that's a true reflection of the person, as if to say, sometimes a person wears clothing and it's a true reflection of who he is. And sometimes people wear clothing to disguise themselves. The image that's given is based on the clothing. It's just fascinating the way it works out in the aleph beis that way, yeah. No. I know the word kuspidon because we were little kids. We used to say, oh, your kuspidon is not showing. We used to tease people who didn't know what it meant. And yeah, no, I don't know. Kuspidon. They are Oscar Unkelis now. Oscar's putting out an Unkelis, so we have to wait till they get to Parsha Shlach. Okay, at any rate, they'll probably write fringes or something. getting back, he says the Vayera Inyan. Talk about clothing. Fringe is an extension. Made to look at.
Fringe is also
decorative, usually. Right? Well, it's decorative, it's made to look at. Okay.
Levush, not the
Beged seems like it's like when you wear it to disguise yourself. The word bagad, beged, is to rebel. So really beged means like somebody who's faking it out, is wearing nice clothing to pretend. It sounds like lavush is more of a, malbush is more of a, something that reflects the person honestly. That's what seems. That man wore clothing after the original sin. God gave mankind a gift. The body reflects the physical attributes or powers of a person, and we cover that. Shalaf shemutbayin begufa adam chushim netiyas behemiyas hamayish chamaser lachatoi and neged by right. Just like a person is drawn by his physical desires to rebel against Hashem, mekama akay masak adish baruch adam rishon liishtai mabushim lahayreis meiser adam and behema af lachar chait. To show that man is superior over the behemoth, which follows its animal or its physical instincts. And man has the power to control his physical desires. That is, in a way, what the clothing symbolizes. Our physical desires are part of a chelik of the non-spiritual part of the person. We recognize that our body is not as important, that the ikar is the neshama, shefiach by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ubohu mis'aleh akosh shar balei chayim. And so therefore the clothing is meant to point out the significance of a human being. All human beings have this crown. So why are we going to explain, since this is related, why is that only for Jews? So the extension of clothing is the mitzvah tzitzah, knaf ha-beged, noisav ha-matana shobagam, shos l'chol ha-miyaris. God gave all human beings the desire to wear clothing, and that is meant to overcome the animal-based tendencies of a person. And we have, in addition to that, an extension of our clothing, lamdeinu, shitesav lanu oit snif b'mimshala saruach al ha-geshem. We have an additional branch in the ruling of the neshama over the body, adekiyam mitzvazu. And I was coming, I was leaving Eretz Yisrael, so we got to the airport, and we were a bit early, so we went into learning the Beis Medrash. There's a very nice Beis Medrash in Lod Airport. After you go through everything in the round area, there's a very comfortable Beis Medrash. It's not big enough if all the front people waiting for flights would come, but usually there's not too much competition. And so we went there to learn. What?
Were they
down? We took a noon flight. There were a few guys putting on Talisman Tefillin. I guess they were late, but there was no minyan there. So like everything else in the bureaucracy, there's one person in charge of cleaning the Beis Medrash. That's his full-time job. He takes care of cleaning the Beis Medrash. There's a room next door. Lubavitch has a room with a coffee machine and a constant running video of the Rebbe with some svarim. So he came in. Now, he doesn't clean it. He just walks in and tells everyone to leave, and then the lady comes in and cleans it. So he's sitting there, and we're learning, and he's a from guy who obviously doesn't know too much. So he tried to make conversation with me, and I'm learning. I'm not much of a conversationalist. So finally, he tries to think of a question to ask me. He says to me, he says, man doesn't live on bread, man lives on learning Torah. So he said, well, learning Torah is going on in the neshama. So what's the havamina that the neshama lives on bread? That's what he is. doesn't mean that Shema lives on bread. So I start explaining him the Tzitzis HaKdusha when I start explaining. So I told him the bread keeps the body alive. If the body's alive, it stays connected to the Neshama. That's the correct answer, though. It keeps the body alive. If the body's alive, then the Neshama could stay attached to the body. So I don't know, he wasn't so happy with the answer, but because that would have meant the end of our conversation. Anyway, that's the idea. The idea is that Yiddishkeit doesn't belittle the body. One of the things he says in Shulchan Aruch is that in the morning you should wash your face. Because your face is the most that a person was given to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we respect the guf. It's the taibis haguf that we don't respect, and that's how the clothing are meant to cover that. One Friday, I've told this over many times, it goes back many years, I had a Shabbos guest who came to our house Friday. He said he had been there with David Cohn in the morning, and David Cohn spoke. He said that it seems to him all the curses of the original sin become diminished over the years till Mashiach comes. Because the earth gives its produce pretty easily today, and the snakes are not a major issue for most people, and childbirth seems to have become easier, although I never experienced it. Relatively, it seems to become easier. So all of the original curses of the original chait seem to be diminishing when Mashiach comes. A nice thought. And then the two of us set out to walk to shul. And I wasn't bringing the car then, I don't remember why. It was the beginning of the spring season. And we're walking, and we come to the corner of King's Highway, and there's a red light. There's some teenagers in a car with the windows down and music blaring, and they're stripped to the waist. And I couldn't see below their waist. I assumed they were wearing something on the lower part of their body, but they were, you know, down to the waist. So I turned to them, I said, "You see? All the curses of the original sin are disappearing." My clothing. Anyway, he's saying that clothing is not a curse. Clothing is a blessing. It's meant to show that the guf is not the ikar to us, that the guf is not the main thing. And since this is meant to be an extension of that, the bottom words on the page, Vamra Taira. Shalai rak b'maisa nizer shalai nirdef achar tainuge chayi behema el shenia shlitim al kol tzad habehema shalanu, that not only on the major issues but really on all aspects of our physical desires we should be in control. Shal yavru b'sarapinu, that's what that means, says it's a sharaf, I don't know, shumach shava psulai hira aveira, that nothing should pass hira aveira, I'm not sure what that word is, v'loi yachmoid machshava psula, v'loi yachmoid levaveinu shum taiva shein haguna, we should stay clean and avoid all taivas, rakol mitziyuseinu tiya kiyum shayisim kadoshim leilakechem ve'elein chamishas hadvorim haksuvim b'parshazum. See, he's very short here and brief in summing it up. Maybe when he gave this original share, it was almost the time to break, so he had to do it briefly. But he's a little brief in summing up that this has to do with Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs and staying away from Minim and Avodah Zarah, because they're all part of the Taivis that people have. And I'm not sure how Yitzis Mitzrayim fits in with that. V'reinu chazal shnemru b'chaleis Kabbalah Sol Matu Shemayim lad yucheinu. That all our desires should be physical and not based on our animal tendencies. So that's the idea of the tzitzis, and it's connected to serving Hashem properly in all aspects. So this is his explanation of the mitzvah of tzitzis, and I guess he starts to talk about tzitzis and the tchelas in the next piece, which we'll do tomorrow. Hopefully Monday, Tuesday, Thursday this week.